lot of people in cities kept cows.
Oh, they did?
Lots of.
Well, now, did you remember when they would begin to have those plants that processed milk? What did they call them?
Well, didn't they call it pasteurizing?
Uh-huh, and then the plant was called that's the same thing they call it now, I don't know. Do you remember
when
they first began to have dairies?
Yeah. I remember my first hearing of them. Another thing that happened, well, I believe you read that in the memoirs, I call it, mm-hmm. That my dad went to Mississippi to look into the possibility of buying a dairy farm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's my first experience to realize, well, there is such thing as a dairy farm.
We
just milk two or three cows, mm-hmm. but that was for sale. That was mm-hmm. for the public.
Mm-hmm.
And I say two or three cows, when you had four or five or six or seven in your family, it would take more than one cow.
Mm-hmm.
See, cows will only give milk so long between breeding times. And we had to keep them bred to where they would...
I hate to interrupt you.
It's not always this way.
It's not always this way.
Sometimes I slip off and go fishing.
Oh, you did?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
We was talking about the cows, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way we could perpetuate our milk and butter was to have these cows being bred at intervals to where... Mm-hmm.
I see. So that there would always be one that would
It would take 9 months for the calf to be born.
Oh. Sure.
And then the cow would give milk, some of them a year and some of them was 2 years or even longer.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't take a chance on one giving milk 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you over-accumulate on your cows by breeding, well, then you sold one, see?
Oh.
But,
so that's how it was all planned out?
You had to perpetuate it. And,
uh-huh.
I'd say 95% of the people in these rural areas owned a cow or cows.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there was a few people then that were near do-wells and simply lived off of the land, and people gave them milk.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and people gave them milk?
Yeah, just give things, sell country milk then, you know. Didn't sell it.
They didn't sell it at all. They would give it away.
If you over-accumulate, you fed to your hogs.
Oh, you did?
And they loved it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. I'd fatten them up to fare you well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Did you ever eat clabbered milk?
No, I haven't.
Well, cottage cheese, you know, is a replacement for it.
Oh, really? For clamber milk?
Yeah. But you let that milk keep it till it went sour. And boy, that stuff in clabber and just eat with a spoon like eating watermelon.
Really? And it was like what cottage cheese? Was it similar to what cottage cheese is like now?
Yeah.
Excuse
me.
Oh, sure.
But you've missed something you haven't got to eat. Clabbered milk.
No, I never have. I guess
clabbered milk, onions, and cornbread.
Oh, really? Oh, really?
What a meal.
And that would be a meal, clabbered
Sometimes
milk.
Lots of people just make a meal of it.
Oh, that's good. Did you ever, what did you do when you were raising cotton?
What did I personally or
Yeah,
the,
what have you personally done?
Well, from the time I was 5 years old, I started picking cotton.
Mm-hmm.
That was a way of life back
mm-hmm.
then.
Yeah.
Everyone worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first sack to pick from was an old gunny sack, toe sack.
Oh, really?
And they hung that on me. And about the first thing I done was got it tangled up with cuckoo burrs.
Oh.
So many burrs on, they just tie the thing in a knot.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember wishing I was old enough to have a regular cotton sack, which is made out of ducking, you know.
Oh.
But I finally grew into that, and of course, as soon as I got old enough, I plowed.
Oh, you
I followed
did.
The plow.
Mm-hmm.
I may have referred in this things that you read that I drove a log team when I was 10 years old. My dad was a timber man.
He
had hard hands, and my brother and I had a team each that we drove.
Mm-hmm.
And they would load the logs for me.